Welcome to a Prevent Connect podcast, where we explore the prevention of violence against women. This is a project of the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault.
Hello, this is David Lee from Prevent Connect, and today we're going to be talking about Project Envision, which is a really exciting community mobilization effort in New York City to be able to prevent sexual violence. So today I'm being joined by Laura Fidler, who is the Research and Project Coordinator for the New York City Alliance Against Sexual Assault. How are you doing, Laura?
Hi, David.
And I also am pleased to be able to have Jesse LaHood, who is a former community leader for Project Envision's Lower East Side Coalition. How are you doing today, Jesse?
I'm good. Thanks for having us.
Project Envision's a project that I am very excited about because it really creates a wonderful opportunity to really have community mobilization in action. Laura, can you just briefly describe what Project Envision is?
Project Envision is a collaboration between us at the New York City Alliance Against Sexual Assault and 10 or 11 rape crisis programs here in New York City, programs that are throughout the five boroughs. The rape crisis programs in New York State, they're all funded directly by the State Department of Health, and they're given two options for their primary prevention strategies. One is to do prevention education in the classroom setting or the community setting, or community mobilization. And so in New York City, we have a dozen or so rape crisis programs that are working in really close proximity to each other. For everyone to be doing their own isolated, unique boutique prevention efforts wouldn't be capitalizing on great assets that they could pull together. What we have is a multi-year pilot project unfolding in phases in which rape crisis programs are collaborating with each other in three different communities in New York City: the Lower East Side of Manhattan, the South Bronx, and Williamsburg, Brooklyn.
Laura, why don't you describe what you mean by community mobilization? And how is it different than other classroom presentations?
With a community mobilization approach, the community or the target population is driving primary prevention activities. It's based on the needs of the community. It puts the community first because it understands that community members themselves are the experts on their own experiences and are going to be the experts in determining what opportunities there are for primary prevention. So in this pilot, in Project Envision, the project has really unfolded in phases, and in each phase we've tried to listen to the community and develop their leadership in determining what prevention activities really speak to community needs and what opportunities there are for participation.
Jesse, you are a member of the community over in the Lower East Side Coalition, and can you describe your experience of Project Envision? How did you get involved, and what type of activities did you do?
I became involved in Project Envision in the Lower East Side probably about 3 years ago during the research phase, and I was brought on by a friend of mine who worked in the field. Thought that the idea of doing research on what people think about sexual violence as a way to target prevention activities was really unique and something I wanted to become involved in. So one of the first things that I was doing was helping with street surveys and helping facilitate focus groups in the Lower East Side, and it gave me a really interesting view on the diversity of opinions and kind of knowledge about the issue in that neighborhood. Many people in the neighborhood thought I was trying to sell them something or get them to sponsor a whale or something. Yeah, exactly. My approach changed as I went on. I ended up very clearly saying that I was not trying to get them to give me money, and I was hoping that they could help with a community research project. And I would have a lot of people saying, well, oh, sexual violence, I don't know anything about that. And then they would be talking to me for 20 minutes or half an hour about what they thought about sexual violence. So it turns out they did have quite a lot to say.
The process of collecting that community needs assessment data really did underscore our assumption that community members are the experts on their own needs, their own experiences, and their own opportunities to participate in prevention.
And when you were talking to community members, what were you asking them?
Some of the questions that we were asking them were about how they believe sexual violence can be prevented in their neighborhood, what tactics they thought would be most appropriate, or what populations they thought we should target. We asked just the question, is sexual violence a problem in the Lower East Side? And I found that one to be very interesting because we would have a majority of people saying, no, it's not a problem, or I don't know if it's a problem. but then over half of the respondents said that they knew someone who had been sexually assaulted. So there was kind of this gap between knowing that it happens to people they know, but not necessarily thinking it was a problem or a community problem.
Of course, what we know is that Project Envision is more than a research project. It's actually an action project. And so how did it lead to people taking action?
We took the findings from the community needs assessment and went through a year-long process of turning that research into action. So using the findings to develop logic models, to then develop program plans, and making sure that we had community-specific prevention activities that were really a good fit with the community and that were a good fit with each of the community coalition's capacity and resources. So the process of planning was a real continuation of that participatory action research study. A lot of reflection, a lot of bringing the findings back to the community to understand them better, to make meaning out of the data, all so that we can refine our prevention plans to make sure that they're a good fit with the community needs.
So in the Lower East Side, Jesse, can you talk about some of the action that came out of this work?
Sure. As a result of the research that we did in the area, you know, we found that many people thought that working with youth and also working with families would be the most effective prevention tool. So we really worked to synthesize that data into a proposal for a project plan, which would be around working with groups of parents to increase their capacity to talk about the issue of sexual violence with their children, and really working on trying to build relationships with local organizations that serve families, and try to use their expertise of the neighborhood to get access to parents.
You know, it's really interesting when I'm thinking about this, how different this is approached. So in a often traditional model, an organization decides what to do, goes to the community, and tries to sell them on what they're trying to do. But this is very different because instead you are going to the community saying, so what do you think the problem is? What can we do? And then the community is giving you the input about what change that needs to happen, and then you're working with the community to make that happen. Laura, can you talk about why this model is so important for successful primary prevention efforts?
We want these prevention efforts to last beyond the scope of the pilot. So in a couple years, when Project Envision the pilot is over, a goal of the alliances and of the coalitions to sustain these prevention activities. We can bring communities the skills and the knowledge and the resources to do primary prevention in a way that really fits their needs and really listen to them about where they're at and where they hope to be. And we try to build on these existing assets. We think that these prevention efforts will last. What we're hoping to see is that existing organizations, like Jesse said, that folks that already are convening the target population who might not have an explicitly anti-sexual violence analysis, we're hoping that they will as a result of our investment there.
Jesse, I'd love to hear your lessons that you learned about being as a community member who got involved in this effort. Can you talk about what are some of the lessons that you learned about effective prevention programs that people who are doing prevention in communities should know about?
I would say one of the most important lessons that I learned by participating in this process is I think it would have been helpful to come in with perhaps a narrower definition of what community is. So we go into the Lower East Side, and of course the Lower East Side is not one unified community. There are a great number of communities within the Lower East Side, some of whom maybe don't have the best relationships with each other, especially like with the Lower East Side example. There's been a very long process of gentrification that's been happening in that neighborhood. So we're asking people from communities who maybe feel harmed by newer communities to work side by side with each other on this, and I think there's a lot of challenges in that. Either coming in with a smaller definition of what community is, a narrower definition, before starting the data collection and the community mobilization would be helpful, or if one wants to work in a geographical area that has a number of communities, bringing in people who have expertise in the community as well as people who have expertise in sexual violence. I think when Project Envision started, you know, we had a great number of people who had the expertise in sexual violence as the people on the ground floor. And I think that opening it up to also the people who are really experts in their community at that level would have been something that could be really helpful.
One goal of ours is that when this pilot concludes, we would love to see plans be made by some of the rape crisis programs to mobilize another community, a different community, if they don't plan to continue working in the one that they are now. I would love to see the idea of mobilizing a community taken to a New York City housing community or mm-hmm. a school community or one specific block or mm-hmm. folks who live around a specific park. And like Jesse said, really narrow the idea of community so folks feel like they're really in something together to keep from having to navigate a lot of the issues that come with trying to mobilize an entire geographic community, which we have found has been very ambitious.
You are in New York City, so trying to organize one city, you've been trying to do it neighborhood by neighborhood, but even it's going to require greater specificity. This was really great to hear about that, and I continue to want to learn more about Project Envision as it unfolds, and I'm really glad to hear about the work. So we've been speaking with Laura Fidler, who is with the New York City Alliance Against Sexual Assault, and Jesse LaHood, who is a former community leader for Project Envision's Lower East Side Coalition. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for listening to this Prevent Connect podcast. Prevent Connect is a project of the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault, with funding from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The views presented on Prevent Connect are not necessarily the views of the United States government, the CDC, or CalCASA. To learn more about Prevent Connect, visit www.preventconnect.org. For more information about CalCASA's mission or to show your support, visit calcasa.org. That's CalCASA.org.